this is Trip Stewart again from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital. Today I want to talk about something that is applicable to this time of year. It is ticks. Spring is in the air, and these horrible little bloodsuckers are out in force. In fact, I was just walking in the woods this past week and pulled a few of them off my shirt. Everybody knows what a tick is. It's a small-headed, big-bodied little bloodsucker that's prevalent in our woods. We find them on our dogs and cats. There's hundreds of different species of ticks, but only three or four are really prominent in the Charlottesville, Virginia area. Each state and region has their own, you know, and their own specialized tick. Recently, everyone's been hearing a lot about the Lyme disease tick, and that is one of the more common ones. But there's other ticks, and they can all carry disease. That's a problem. Unlike mosquitoes in this area, which really don't carry too many diseases, other areas that carry malaria, obviously, and other things, ticks do carry disease, and it's a problem. So what you want to look for in your dog or cat that's got ticks, first of all, is anytime you go to the woods, pick the ticks off. They have to usually be on for between 12 and 24 hours to actually transmit disease. So if you can go to the woods, your dog's tick-free on the way out and tick-full on the way back, if you can get them all off, you're probably okay. But a few of the diseases that we see from ticks that we really want to talk about today are Lyme disease, Ehrlichia, anaplasmosis, and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And the reason I want to talk about a few of those is because you don't have to worry too much about them. Rocky Mountain spotted fever is not particularly in this area, but it's got a great catchy name and everyone talks about it. The real ones are Ehrlichia, Lyme disease, and anaplasmosis. The ways you test for these can be really confusing to some people, and I don't know that I can clarify for it. These diseases have different states where you can have a dog that's had it but still has a titer, just got it and has a titer, or has a chronic case and has a titer. And the titer is the immune reaction to the tick. So testing for it can be confusing. So when you go to your vet, you usually get the three-way SNAP test or four-way SNAP test that tests for Lyme disease, anaplasmosis, and Ehrlichia. If these tests are positive, any of them, it doesn't always mean your dog has that disease, and that's something you want to talk to about with your vet. But we're here for a more emergency basis. So on a more critical sense, your dog comes into the clinic with weakness, fever, joint pain, weight loss, anemia, decreased platelets. These are serious things, and these are often related to tick-borne diseases. Now, whether your dog tests positive or not, we have to go a few steps further and test them more accurately. Those would include CBCs, which is a complete blood count, chemistries, which is a test of all your organ functions, essentially, and their different enzymes. And then your local vet or your emergency clinic might send off a DNA test or a C6 titer for Lyme disease or Ehrlichia. And what that is it takes a little longer, but it's a much more accurate full-body analysis of whether the disease is in there now, if your titer is growing or shrinking. These are pretty important things. So what do we do if we have tick-borne disease? The most common thing is early detection. A good pet owner will know when their dog is ADR. And ADR is a very specific veterinary term, which means ain't doing right. Your dog is not eating, it's lethargic, it's limping, it's just not himself or herself. And an early detection by the owner means early bring-in to the veterinary office, and they can usually determine that this is commonly a tick disease. Then they start antibiotics, usually a doxycycline, and most dogs make a full recovery. If you catch it within the first, you know, 3 or 4 days of symptoms, very often your dog will make a full recovery. However, having said that, and I don't want everyone to feel good about it, some dogs have chronic or they have late detection, they have chronic disease or late detections. These dogs can be very serious and very sick. Now, some of them can also get better with doxycycline or other antibiotics, but they can also get worse and progressively decline. Chronic disease is the worst. It's dogs that have even been treated with doxycycline but just aren't fixed, or Ehrlichia, Lyme disease. And these dogs eventually often die, which is a real problem. So I don't want to go into the details of how to fix your dog too much today. I just want to give a couple points. So one thing is the most important thing about any tick disease is prevention. I mean, prevention is 90% of it. You want to put on a product that is a tick repellent. There's hundreds of them. Frontline, Vectra, Revolution, there's a whole bunch of them. All of them probably are pretty good if applied the right way, or they're good for the area you're in or the species of dog. And you just have to kind of figure out which one works best for your dog, which one your veterinarian sells. I do not recommend usually the over-the-counter tick products because You might save $5, but it's going to cost you in the end when your dog has any kind of tick problem or they're not as effective. I'd go with one of the really good prescription strength medications. Most of them are topical, which means your dog doesn't even really absorb any of the medications. So for those of you who don't like to put a lot of medications in your dog, something like, and I'll use Frontline as an example. Frontline is really a topical medication that is really harmless to mammals. It's an insect-specific drug. The second most important thing is early detection. So early detection means really just look at your dog. Make sure he's eating well, drinking well, not limping. If you know you've been out of the tick area, pick the ticks off your dog as fast as you can, and then watch. So if you're got an inside dog or a yard dog or whatever it is, and then you need to go for a long walk in the woods, spend the next couple days making sure your dog is fine. Most of these diseases kick in within 24 to 72 hours, maybe a little longer in some. But you're going to notice a change in your dog, and that's the first sign to get to a veterinarian. So you're looking for, again, I want to make sure you know what you're looking for. You're looking for lethargy. That's probably one of the first things. Dog that just is kind of frumpy. It's like what you feel like when you have a fever. You're looking for weight loss. This is a little longer term, but it's due to the fact that your dog's not eating. So that's another thing to look at is anorexia. Your dog does not want to eat his food. Limping, shifting leg lameness. We've all heard that term, but that's what it means. That means limping on multiple limbs for no apparent reason. Didn't fall or hurt himself. You're looking for pale gums, nosebleeds, blood in the urine, blood in the stool. These are signs of decreased platelets, which are the clotting factors in your blood, and that's what Ehrlichia, the disease Ehrlichia, truly targets. So if we were going to split them up, we'd say that any kind of bleeding disorder initially is probably Ehrlichia, fever, lethargy, and bleeding disorders. And that's a serious disease. If left, that will definitely kill your dog. The other side is lameness and kind of ain't doing right. That's Lyme disease. Again, serious, but that disease is a little more serious in people than in dogs, but nonetheless a very serious disease. There are vaccines for Lyme disease. You should talk to your vet whether they agree or disagree. It's a little controversial, and it depends on how often your dog's in the woods and how often you find ticks in your dog. There's no vaccine for Ehrlichia, and that is a very serious disease in Virginia. So summarizing real quick, I just want to make sure everyone knows that these tick diseases are nothing to play around with, and you really should be picking the ticks off your dog, and you should be using some kind of preventative. I hope this was a little bit helpful. And if you need more information, go to our blog on our website, www.greenbrier-emergency.com. Thanks.